Hey y'all, welcome to Let Your Light Shine. It is your host, Tiffany. Now, this episode, I want to do something different. This isn't going to be your devotion today, but I wanted to just do a mommy talk. And the reason for this is because I have been trying to find mommy podcasters who are clean and Christ-oriented. I found some that are trying to be Christ-oriented, but they either believe in divorce and remarriage, or they believe about drinking and smoking. They believe in homosexuality. They believe in all this other stuff. And I don't agree with it. And here's why. Now, some of you guys may be like, wow, that's really strict. You know, not everybody's going to believe the same as you. And you're right. I get that. Not everybody's going to believe the same as me. But I don't want to even entertain any thought or taking consideration anything that comes out of those people's mouths because I don't want it allowed in my home. Now, what I mean is I won't allow anything that goes against the Bible to be played in the home. I don't want to. I don't like it, and it shouldn't be. And I have been trying to find clean mommy podcasters, and I have yet to find any. So, if you're just like me and you're looking for clean and, I'm not going to say holy, but just clean and Christ-oriented podcasts that is not going to contradict the Bible, then this station is for you. But, anyways, so today's topic is going to be reasons why I love fall. And fall is 4 weeks and 3 days away. And yes, I did count that before I got on here and recorded. And I can't wait to officially say it is fall. So, I want to know if you are a fall lover. And also, what is your fall basic must-haves? What is it about fall that you absolutely have to have for that season? Like my fall basic must have is I must have a sweater. It could be a new sweater every year or whatever the case may be. That's up to y'all. But, another one of my fall basic must haves is I must have pumpkin spice flavored items. It could be pumpkin spice flavored coffee creamer. It could be pumpkin spice flavored cookies or cakes or whatever, but I have to have something at least pumpkin spice flavored. So yeah, I'm sorry that's a little weird, but that's just true. That's my favorite fall must have. Another question for you guys I want to know is, what is your favorite fall places to go? Like, what's your best fall road trip? That's on a budget, because, you know, we all do have kids. Majority of us that listen to this podcast, we all do have kids. So something that is a favorite fall place to go that is a cheap, fun road trip. Mine that I remember as a kid is I remember going to a place that was called Lacey's Apple Orchard. I remember for elementary school, we would take a field trip every fall. And I went to Millbrook Elementary School in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. That's where I had went to elementary school. And I remember we would take a trip to Lacey's Apple Orchard, and they had pumpkins there too. So we would all get off the school bus and sit on these hay bales, and you know, the lady who worked there would talk to us about things, show us things. We got to pet animals, we got to feed animals, and then we went to the apple orchard, got to pick some apples to eat and stuff like that. And then we went to the pumpkin patch and we got to pick pumpkins. So it was a really, really fun, memorable experience that I will cherish for the rest of my life. It was very fun and I enjoyed it a lot. Another place that my aunt and uncle used to take me was the Christian Way Farm. Now, I haven't been there since maybe I was like 10, around there, give or take. I don't know. It's been a while. And I remember they had corn mazes there. They had like this hay tower that you can just climb and just have a fun time on. It was fun. We also got to feed animals there too and see the animals. And they had like this little assembly, like I like to call it, where we would sit around in a circle and we would have someone talk to us about gourds or talk to us about different things as far as fall or how the apple is grown and just fun things like that. So I remember that too as a kid. And I don't remember the cost, so I guess we'll find out this year when we take our kids how much it costs. But hopefully it's a reasonable price, because taking 5 kids and me and Josh on a road trip, we've got to be very sparing with money. And yeah, so anyways, that is another question that I wanted to know, is what is your favorite fall places to go? I just named mine, but if you guys have any other ideas that are cheap, or if you've been to the Christian Way Farm and you've been to, I think it's called Orchard or something like that. Let me know if it is going to be good in my price range. But anyways, what is your favorite comfort food? It could be shepherd's pie. It could be apple pies. I mean, just your favorite comfort food. I think my favorite comfort food in the fall is deer stew. I love deer stew. Now, of course, hunting season, I think, doesn't start until a little bit late into the season, I believe, but I still have deer meat from last year, and I saved it just for this purpose. It's because when it's fall, I love to just make deer stew all season. It's amazing. Now, deer stew consists of carrots and potatoes, and you can throw whatever vegetable you want, really. You don't have to do carrot and potatoes, but I throw in carrots and potatoes and, of course, deer meat. And I've got some brown gravy thrown in there with some beef stock. And I slow cook it for 8 hours on low, or you can do 4 hours on high. But I notice with deer meat, it's a little different. If you want it to just fall apart, like melt, you'd have to cook it on high for longer than 8 hours. That's just what I have experienced with cooking deer meat, is it's going to take a while in a slow cooker. But what is your guys' favorite slow cooker recipes as well? So what is your favorite comfort food, and what is your favorite slow cooker recipe? Mine is just all around deer stew. You can cook it in a crock pot, you can cook it in a stock pot on the stove, you can cook it however, but that's going to go for both of my questions. Also, I love the fall because that is when Tennessee throws a ladies retreat. Our church throws a Tennessee ladies retreat in the fall, and I love to attend, not only for the good messages and just to fellowship with my sisters, but I love to just look out. They have, it's like a, I can't explain it. It's where they have Tennessee family camp, but I love to look out the windows or even be on the rocking chairs outside. Some of you who've been there know what I'm talking about, but just sit in those rocking chairs and look out, and there's like a lake behind it and a bunch of trees, and they change colors, and it is beautiful. I love it. I love to just go, like we basically have a schedule, and I love it when it's like our own personal quiet time. I love sitting out there with no kids. Well, sometimes I'm either pregnant or I have a child, but I went 1 year without a kid and it was amazing. But you get to sit out there, you have quiet time, and just have your devotion, you pray with the Lord, and you're just in peace. It's amazing. But that's my favorite also, is ladies' retreat that is in the fall. Now, the reasons to love fall, I'm not convincing anyone, but I love chilly weather. I love to just wake up in the mornings, get up, make my coffee while my coffee's brewing, come in my room, put some nice comfy clothes on with some nice warm socks or slippers or whatever. And then my coffee's done, and then I can make my coffee, whether it's with pumpkin spice or nutmeg flavor, or just put a dash of cinnamon in it and some milk or whatever, and grab my Bible and go outside and do a devotion. I love that. I'm wanting my husband to put my swing up, so hopefully we can build a frame and put my swing up in the front yard, because I'm going to need it this year. I just love it. You can just get a nice cozy blanket and just sit outside before all the kids wake up and just have your own personal time with the Lord and enjoying the chilly weather and the sweater and the coffee with pumpkin spice. It is oh so everything nice. And the changing of the leaves and the crunching of the leaves. Oh man, you can tell I love the fall. I just do. Another thing I like about the fall is decorating. I love to decorate. Now, I do not decorate for Halloween. I do not put anything that is Halloween related in my home, but that's just me and what our family does. Not putting any pressure on anyone, but we just don't celebrate Halloween because, honestly, I don't like Halloween. I wish Halloween was not even invented. And the reason for that is I don't see a need in wanting to scare people. I don't see a need in dressing up. I don't see a need in going door to door to strangers' homes and asking for candy. I just don't see it. I don't know, guys. It's just me. But I think the whole overall dressing up in these nasty demonic outfits, I think it's just too much. Especially putting a little child in a costume like that. I know some people may be like, well, Tiff, it's just dressing up, but I don't know. That's why I said it's just me and my family's thing, personal thing. That's one thing I don't like about fall is Halloween. It's just, oh, it just makes my stomach hurt. It does. I don't like it. But that's just me. I'm not telling you guys can't do it. If you celebrate Halloween, if that's your favorite holiday, then that's you. But just for us, it's not for us. But anyways, also, I want to create a fall bucket list. And what I mean by a bucket list is I'm going to put reasonable, cheap ideas for me and the kids to do on this bucket list. It could be, I don't know, finding different color leaves and different shapes. Me and my kids, we always do that every fall. It's just something they love to do. And when the leaves start falling and they're all over the ground, we like to do like a leaf hunt. And we like to find like red leaves, or even if there's still green ones, we find green ones. Or, okay, can you guys find a yellow and orange? Can you find an all yellow? Can you find a plain orange? Can you find a brown? Like, we just do fun things like that. And then with the leaves we create, we make fall turkeys. So we'll draw our hands. I'll have the kids put their hands on a blank white piece of paper and we'll trace the hand, make it a turkey. And then we'll put the leaves on the fingers and make a fall turkey. So that's just something we do. I remember one year when we lived in Alabama, we were at my Aunt Tammy's house, and we did pine cone turkeys with the kids. And I don't know if they still have their pine cone turkeys, but my kids, we lost it during our move. But we do pine cone turkeys when we lived there, and it was pretty fun. I liked it. And the kids had fun, so it was a good day. But I like to decorate with leaves and leaf garland, and I like to put some cozy things, like sometimes I'll put different throw blankets on the couches, or fake pumpkins. Like I don't really have fake pumpkins this year. I kind of lost them during our move, but I do have real pumpkins. My pumpkin plant, see, y'all know that I had a garden. I had four of the blend pumpkins where like they were putting off some orange and some white, but I also ended up getting Jack B. Littles, and I didn't even have seeds for that, so I was kind of weird why I had a Jack B. Little pumpkin plant in the woods, but it was Jack B. Littles. And I got four of them, so that's perfect. Each kid got one except Braylon, but she's not going to know. But anyways, so I have some of those on my mantle, and I have a white Casper that's on my mantle. And then I've got two sugar pies, like those little tiny ones. I cut one up and I canned it, and I'm probably going to go ahead and can the other two pumpkins that are on my mantle because they're not going to last. Not all season. So, yeah, those will be canned so I can make pumpkin pies and stuff like that. Oh, there's just so much to say about fall in such a little time. But if you guys make a fall bucket list, let me know. I was just talking about that, but I got sidetracked on decorating. just tell me what you would put on your fall bucket list. And the goal of the fall bucket list is you have to do all of those things before fall ends. Whether it's making a pile, jumping in the leaves, making fall turkeys out of leaves and kids' hands, or it could be going to an apple orchard, it could be going pumpkin picking, it could be anything that's fall related. So once I get my fall bucket list and get all that taken care of, I will announce that on another Mommy Talk episode. But yeah. So let me know what your guys' fall bucket list ends up being. I want some new ideas. Also, I'm doing something different with my kids. I want every day for them to think about, well, maybe not every day. Maybe every so often they can tell me what they're thankful for. And I know some people only start this in November, and it's like a countdown to Thanksgiving. But actually, to be quite honest, what I'm thankful for should be an everyday thing, not just for fall. But I mean, we can start it from the fall and just continue it then. But what are you thankful for? You can tell me anytime in the fall season what you're thankful for. You don't have to like tell me ASAP. It could just be whenever, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. But I'm thankful. I'm already going to start now, even though fall's not even here. But I am thankful for salvation. I am thankful that the Lord died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven. I think that's very important. But anyways, so that's basically what this Mommy Talk episode is about, is just about fall coming and the fact that it's 4 weeks and 3 days away. And if you guys are fall lovers, then I am so happy. If you're not a fall lover, that's okay too. I'll still be happy for you. But, so, let me do a recap. The questions that I want to hear from you guys is the reasons why you love fall, if you love fall. What are your favorite fall basic must-haves? It could be a sweater, it could be boots. Oh, I forgot about boots. Oh, I love boots in the fall. It could be boots, it could be... Oh, wait. It could be anything. But anyways, and the other question is your favorite fall places to go, like best road trips, even if you just go out in the woods and, I don't know, see a pine cone or something. I mean, I don't know. Just your favorite fall places to go, or best road trips, or best things to do, basically. I don't know. What is your favorite comfort food or your slow cooker recipe? I love to cook, so if y'all have a crock pot recipe, you can send her on my way. I would love to try it. Or your favorite comfort food. And if any of you guys are interested in going to Laser Treat, I'd love to see you there. I am hoping I get to go. It would be amazing if I did. So I'm just playing it by ear, and I think the Lord will work it out. I think I'll probably be able to go. But just a reminder, Laser Treat for Tennessee is November 1st through the 3rd, I believe. So, yeah, super excited for that. Also, another question is, what are you thankful for? And what is on your fall bucket list? So, yeah. Also, I have a little DIY for you guys that I actually found on Pinterest, and I'm going to try it, and I will show you guys what it looks like when it's done. But it is a wax warmer DIY. You know, a lot of you guys don't like toxins and stuff, you know, from wax warmers and things like that. But I found a all-natural wax warmer DIY for fall. So I'm going to try it, and I'll let you guys know how it is, but I'll read it to you. So, 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, 3 teaspoons of pumpkin spice seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, and you mix it together and you put it in your wax warmer and you just let it melt. So I'm gonna try that out and I wanna see if it's worth doing. And I will also post pictures on my Facebook. So if you're curious and you wanna know if this is gonna actually work, I will share that in my Facebook. I don't have pumpkin spice seasoning, but I do have cinnamon and I have nutmeg and I had something else that was like fall related, but I'm gonna try it out and I'll for sure let you guys know. Also, I have been debating on if I want to use that beeswax that I just harvested and make some wax warmers that you can melt. I saw a recipe online to make wax warmers from beeswax. It's a lot natural and better for you than what you buy at Walmart. So if I do that, I will let y'all know, but I'll probably try to sell them so I can just have some money and just money to save up for the holidays and things like that. So if you want this recipe for the wax warmer, message me on Facebook and let me know, and I will send you the link on Pinterest, or you can just go to Pinterest and type in fall DIY wax warmer recipes and there'll be a whole list. Also, you can take the coconut oil and instead of using pumpkin spice seasoning and cinnamon seasoning, you can create a essential oil blend. I also saw that on there too. So just go to Pinterest. You'll find tons of ideas. That's where I go. That's how I found this. So anyways, guys, I'm going to end this podcast. And if there's anything you guys would like to tell me, you can go ahead and send me a voice message through this podcast, out through this app. Or you can Facebook message me and, I don't know, just tell me, hey. But again, I asked all those questions, so if you guys would like to answer them, I love the feedback. You can either message me on Facebook if you're shy and you don't want your voice on the next episode. Just go ahead and Facebook message me and I'll announce it for you on here. Or if you would like, just go ahead and send me a voice message and answer one of these questions, or you can answer all of them. So thank you guys, and I will talk with you again on the next episode. Bye.